Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
A good afternoon. The cattle futures market this week ended on a pretty quiet trading day without any real big action either direction. The live cattle futures were generally lower, but not much. October looks like they're going to finish about 12 lower at 145.50. The December live cattle 35 lower at 150.97. February 27 lower. April 27 lower. So just not a whole lot going on there. Today's trading range from the low to the high was really, really tight. Like on the October live cattle, it was about 45 cents on the December, somewhere about the same. So tight action here today from the range from the high to the low. Feeder cattle also steady. The September down 15 cents at 179.20. The current index, which has about a little less than 2 weeks, is one to expire. 176.82 down 169. So a little bit lower than the September futures contract. October feeders were 32 higher, so that was one of the one green contracts here at 181.25. November's down two at 182.75, and then lean hogs were 30 to 85 cents higher to finish the week after actually a pretty good week here. Cattle on feed report next week on next Friday after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at InheritProgress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Well, the grain futures market came back in the latter half of today's trading session. We had corn about unchanged. December down a quarter at 677 and a quarter. March down, or excuse me, up a quarter. That was about 10 off the lows. The bean market 1 to 3 lower, with November at 1448.5 down 3. That was 15 cents off their lows. Chicago wheat 14 to 15 higher. Kansas City wheat July was up 13 and a quarter at 921 and a quarter. And then a big trading day in the cotton. The first 3 months of cotton, we were down the limit, down 4 cents. December was at 99.29, down 4. Synthetically, if you look at the options, it was even further down. At one point, it was another limit down in the options. I don't know exactly how that's going to settle out, but we were down hard. Kind of a surprising action here, strong as the cotton market's been and all these things going on with cotton crop. Today's stock market's come back here. It's only down about 200 right now in the Dow Jones. Crude oil's about unchanged. This week, of course, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We had the railroad strike that was a bad problem. Then it got solved, and we've got these latest Taiwan, this U.S. Package to help Taiwan, which has made China disappointed. And so we might get into another sort of a trade war with the Asian country.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.